Blog Talk Radio.
For that song, I didn't even know that was the opening song today, and was running and running and running and just getting to my post. Hallelujah. So I need much prayer today. Amen, amen. But I did not know that that was the song that opened up. Amen. I wasn't able to go in and take care of all of the posting today, but God knows. Amen. Nevertheless, that song said it all. I'm nothing without him. Hallelujah. Nothing. We can't do anything. We live and we move and we have our being because of Christ Jesus. Amen. Once again, we thank you for tuning in. Truly, I can say this is a day that the Lord has made. And even though I'm running, even though I'm going through, I'm going to rejoice anyhow. Amen, amen. Truly, God is a great God. And he's greatly to be praised. There's no God like our God. Amen. We welcome you once again to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Amen. Our topic this week has flowed over from last week, healing for our issues. Amen. Healing for our issues. And as I just was reflecting on yesterday, the wonderful message lesson that Elder William Caldwell spoke to us on yesterday, it was still resonating in my spirit. Amen. How God can take something that's ugly, something that's bitter, something that's not pleasant, and turn it around for your good. Can't nobody do that like God. Amen. I was even reading on early this morning on how God, how Peter had bid, had asked Jesus to bid Jesus to let him come to him on the water. Amen. Bid him to walk on that water. Amen. And as long as he kept his eyes and his focus was on Jesus, he was able to do that. Amen. But when he began to look at the situation, then guess what? That's when all faith and doubt began to creep into his mind. Amen. So I just thank God today. I thank him for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Amen. We want to thank each and every one of you all that sponsored someone to go to this conference on next month. I'm working on getting those people that will be able to go, and I pray that they'll be able to attend both of those days. Just don't come for one night, but attend and get the fullness of what there is to offer in that conference. Amen. So be praying for Pastor R.C. Blakes Jr. that this conference will be successful and that souls will be touched. Amen. And lives will be transformed. That's my prayer for him. And that every budget and everything that they would have, that they need done to accomplish this, that it will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. We're going to continue to pray for that, and also remember the upcoming citywide crusade in September. Amen. We're looking for the Lord to work even in that. I have some family members and friends are coming down from Michigan, so we're looking forward to that. And all over the nation, those that are living in California, those that are in Georgia and North Carolina, we looking for God to show up and really bless, amen, where souls will come in to the kingdom. And that's what it's about. It's about souls, not just bodies. It's about souls. And as we go through the land each and every day, we can find somebody that needs something. We can find somebody to share this good news with. Amen. I was in the phone store today trying to transfer, take care of some of my business with the phone, and you know the fees that they normally charge, the young lady didn't even charge me that, gave me a free car charge. I said, look at God. Amen, amen. God already knows what you have need of, and he always prepare the way before you even go. So I thank God for that. We're going to get right on into, you know, I don't have any, there's no scheduled speaker today. I see Minister Peggy on the line. Maybe she has some time with us today. I was trying to schedule her for today or tomorrow and just wasn't able to make any connection, but I see her on the line today. Amen. But I'm going to go to Prophetess Darlene and let her open up with the word of prayer, and then we're going to get right on into what the Lord would have us to talk about today. If we just testify and give God some praise, it's all right with me. Amen. I always have a praise in my heart and a praise in my lips for the Lord because he's done so much for me. Amen. We can't tell it all in one session. Amen. But we can certainly honor God and give him glory and praise for what he's doing, what he has done, and what we're expecting him to do. Amen. So, Prophetess Darlene, God bless you this evening.
God bless you. Good afternoon. God bless you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God. We praise you this afternoon, God. We thank you for another day, God, that you have kept us from harm and danger, God. We thank you, God, for being in the midst, God. We thank you for being Alpha and Omega, God. We come to say thank you for another day. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for strengthening us. Thank you for being a way maker. Oh, God, we praise you this afternoon. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continue be in my mouth. I come with a thank you, God. Thank you anyhow. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we give you a butt praise. But praise, God, we praise you anyhow, God. We lift you up right now, God. Our praise is in right now. We thank you. Oh, God, I wave my hand to you right now, God, and say thank you for keeping me. Thank you for the activities of my limb. Thank you for the arches of my speech. We thank you for a mind to serve you. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise this afternoon, God. We say glory to your name, God. Oh, God, we can do nothing without you, but we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So we come this afternoon, God, saying we need you even more, God. We need you, God, every second. We need you every minute, God. We need thee. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God, we praise you this afternoon. I come asking that you forgive me for every sin, God, in the name of Jesus. We call that name of Jesus. We ask that you touch the president on today, God. We ask that you go into the White House on today, God. We ask that, God, that you move, God, that you lead him as he lead us, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you keep him covered, God, and his family, God, from all assassination, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, then, God, this afternoon, God, that you have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. And each and every one of us, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you move from heart to heart, breast to breast, mind to mind, spirit to spirit on this line. And this afternoon, God, in the name of Jesus, we glorify you right now in advance for what you're going to do this afternoon on this line. We thank you in advance, God, for what you're going to do on this line. We thank you for your Holy Ghost present right now. We thank you for the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. We thank you, God, for your presence, God. We thank you, God. We praise you, God. If we had a thousand tongues, I feel your spirit on this afternoon, God. If we had a thousand tongues, we couldn't praise you enough. We come on the behalf of the leader, God, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. We cry out and call her name right now in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch her right now, God, from the crown of her head to the bottom of her feet, God, in the name of Jesus. Pour back into her what went out of her, God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her, God. We speak strength, God, right now in the name of Jesus. We proclaim that she shall continue to go forth in your name and in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking that you fill a cup on this afternoon. Let it overflow, God, in the Sunday, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I'm asking you to continue to stir up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. You see and you know all, God, things that she's not even saying, God. Those hidden prayer requests that she has before you, God. We asking that you answer, Jesus. God, and hear her cry, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless and reward her for her faithfulness, God, in the name of Jesus. Lift her up even now, let her my son die. We come against every assignment that tries to rise up upon her. We come against it with the blood of Jesus. We're calling on your blood, Jesus. We're calling on your blood to move in her life. We're calling on your blood to keep her in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her, God. We thank you for how you've given her traveling mercy. We thank you, God, so that you're blessing her going out and her coming in. She's blessed going out and she's blessed coming in. And we thank you, God, that you're ordering her footsteps and directing her path, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you have a shield of protection upon her in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, as she goes into the word, that you continue to give her more wisdom, more revelation, more knowledge in the name of Jesus. We ask, thank you right now, God. We praise you right now for God. That our God, our God, that you're giving her increase, God, financially, that you're giving her increase spiritually, God, in the name of Jesus. We proclaim no lack in her life, whether it be spiritual or naturally, or financially, no lack. We proclaim it right now in the name of Jesus. Every need is met. Every desire is even met. We proclaim and speak it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now for perfect health. We thank you that you're keeping her mind stayed on you, God, in the name of Jesus. You said those that keep their mind stayed on you, you'll keep them in perfect peace. Well, her mind is stayed on you, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that she is being holy. She's living holy as you are holy. We thank you that she's not speaking one thing and living another thing. We thank you that she's walking by faith and not by sight. We thank you right now, God, that she's walking in the spirit and not in the flesh. We thank you, we thank you right now, God, that you're doing a new thing in her, God. We thank you right now that she's filled up in you in the Holy Ghost. We thank you right now the Holy Ghost is taking over in her right now. We thank you, God, that you're sending down your fire on this line. We thank you right now, God, for every soul, God, that's coming forth in the name of Jesus. We thank you, hallelujah. We praise your name, hallelujah. We exalt you, God, hallelujah. We lift you up, God, hallelujah. More of you, God, and less of us, God. We decrease right now and say you increase, God. Have your way, God. Move the way you see fit, God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name, God. We worship you, God. We adore you, God. We need you, God. We love you, God. Hallelujah, God. And we thank you right now, God. We ask that you look down and come on the brokenhearted today, God. Someone today think they can't make it, God. But let them know they can do all things through Christ that strengthens them. Let them know they can make it through you, God. In the name of Jesus. Give them hope, God. Where there is no hope, God. In the name of Jesus. We come crying out, God, for souls on today. today, God. We ask in God that you bring poor souls, God, into the kingdom on this line, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch every preacher, every prophet, every evangelist, every minister, everyone that has gazed a word thus far on this line, God. We ask that you continue to keep them, God. Continue to strengthen them. Continue to bless them, God. Even every caller, God.
New
expression
God.
Today, God. The caller, God. Oh, God, we may not know what we're going to say and do today, but you have already had it in a plan before we were even born. Thank you in advance, God. We know your plan is not a bad plan. We know your plan is a good plan. We know, hallelujah, we're in your will. We're walking in the newness. We're walking in good times. We're walking in your way, God. So we trust in you today, God, to continue to have your way on this line. And
have
we thank you
way,
in advance
Jesus.
For it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of suicide. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank
oh, God,
Jesus.
Touch God.
Hallelujah.
Lift somebody's spirit on today, God. And we do give you the praise.
God.
We do give you the honor and all the glory. Owe to you. Amen.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Truly,
Jesus,
we
hallelujah.
Thank God for that opening prayer. Ah, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. God is great. There's no God like our God. Amen, amen. As I was coming and getting here to the switchboard, amen, I went to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and I just want to read these few scriptures, and God already has this day planned. He already knew who was going to be on the line, at what hour, at what time, and at what given day. Amen. So I was in a frenzy. Amen. Amen. I don't like to be rushing in last minute, but that's what it was. But I'm going to read this scripture, and maybe somebody on the line needs some encouragement. And then we have the woman of God from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, none other than Minister Peggy Jones. She's going to come, and as the Lord so lead her, she's going to speak to our hearts on today. Amen. Maybe I'll just go ahead and just bypass this scripture. But in your spare, in your leisure, read 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and as I was thinking about this scripture, my mind went to the gift of healing, since we're talking about healing for our issues. Amen. In verse 8, I'm going to read verses 8 through 11, says, "For to one is given by the spirit of the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same spirit, to another faith by the same spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these work it that one and the selfsame spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will." So gifts, the gift of healing is for us. It's in the body. Amen. Some people have that gift. Amen. And as we continue to talk about healing for our issues, we have to recognize that, guess what? We all have, those that have been born of his spirit have the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking of tongues. We can lay hands on the sick. Amen. You may not have the gift of healing, but you can lay hands and pray the prayer of faith over the sick, and they shall be healed. That's what the Bible says. So you don't need the gift of healing, amen, to exercise the gift that is within you, and that is the Holy Ghost, amen. So we bless the Lord for that today, amen, and we're going to go right on to Minister Peggy Jones. I'm so excited about this woman of God. I know this is of God because God had put her in my spirit. And we have been playing phone tag, and for the past couple of days. But the Lord, when I got to this switchboard today, she was one of the first. Well, she was the second call after Prophetess Darlene. So I said, "Lord, look at you! Wow, Why was I fretting? Why I was just running late? Hallelujah. Wasn't able to do none of my posting and everything, but God already had this thing set up. Amen. So she's just a dear heart that we have come to love. She's a wife. She's a mother. Amen. Grandmother. She is a woman that loved the Lord and loved the people of God. So I'm just so blessed to have her with us today, and she's gonna minister as the Lord so lead her on today. And that's none other than Minister Peggy Jones out of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. We're just so honored to have you with us, woman of God. Such a sweet, sweet spirit. Amen. So God bless you however the Lord leads you. Yeah, free course on this line.
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon. Good evening to all the listeners on the call today. I tell you, it has to be a divine connection because I met this woman a little less than a month ago, and the evangelist a little less than a month ago, and I tell you, the connection that we had, it was fire from the beginning. I met her. She was in the parking lot of a hotel shouting, and we just shouted with her. My husband and I just started shouting. I don't mind walking up on a shout. I walk up on a shout and shout with you. I don't know what your storm is. I don't know where you're being, but I know where you're going. Amen.
Glory.
So I don't mind shouting with you. Evangelist, if it's okay with you, I went and got my notebook that I write things down in and thoughts that God give me. But the Spirit said that we don't need to change. It goes back to Proverbs 4 and 23. Back to Proverbs 4 and 23. But when he started out, in Proverbs, Solomon, this is Solomon talking, but when you look through the beginning of the Proverbs 1, Proverbs 2, Proverbs 3, and then when we get to Proverbs 4, he's still doing the same thing. He starts out by telling us to listen. And that's what I want to talk to us about this morning. This afternoon, I want to tell us to listen. In order for us to have healing for your issue, you got to listen to the Spirit. I went on as the prayer was going forth. I'm a kind of person, I like to know what words mean. My mom was an English major, and we had to be very careful, very mindful of what we said. She always told us words meant something, especially when you start putting them together. You got to know how to put them together, because if you put them together wrong, it could come out wrong, and people could take it wrong. And so I always like to be careful, be mindful of what I speak, because I want to make sure that I was hard on myself, because I, living in the house with an English major, she always corrected us with our English, and I always made sure that we were speaking correctly. I remember her telling me the word but is a conjunction, but what it does, it eliminates the statement before. I love you, but I'm mad with you. What you were trying to tell me is you're mad at me. That but got in the sentence, and now it has eliminated what you were trying to say. Here we see Solomon is one of the wisest men that ever lived, and he started out by telling us to listen. Listen, it means to give attention, obey, take heed, pay attention to what's been said, close attention. Then I wanted to know what's the difference between listening and hearing. God just gave all this to me just as we were praying. Listen, hearing is simply the act of perceiving sound by the ear. When you're hearing, it's just the fact that you're actually able to hear me right now, that you're able to perceive what I'm saying. But it does not mean that you're listening. Listening, however, is something you consider, you choose to do. It's something that we choose to do. So here, we see that listening, however, is something we constantly choose to do. Listening requires concentration so that your brain process and meaning from words to sentences. Listen leads to learning, okay? So what he said here, listen to me so you can learn something. This is how he started out in Proverbs. I don't want you to hear me, because I know it may sound strange, but hearing me, you don't mean that you're actually paying attention to me. It's just that you hear a noise, that you hear something. But he said, listen, listen, my son, pay attention to what I'm saying. Listen closely to my words. He didn't just say listen. He wants you to listen very closely. Don't let anything distract you. Whatever's around you, if it's distracting you, then that means you need to move away from it. You need to go somewhere where you can hear my words. Don't let them out of your sight. Not only did he say he want us to listen, but he also said he want us to make sure we keep him in his sight. How do I keep him in my sight? What's your daily devotion every day? Or what are you doing? Are you reading the word? Or are you watching television? What are we doing? Are we reading the word? Or are we talking about somebody? Are we reading the word? Are we on the phone gossiping? Why can't my issue be healed? Why can't I move to the next level? Maybe I'm not listening. Maybe I'm not keeping his words in my sight. He said, keep them within your heart. Why the heart? We've been talking about that all week. The heart is something that he knows that we are very emotional people. The heart, he knows that if we got it in our heart, then that's something that matters to us. So if you keep my words in my heart, then you telling God, you matter to me, God. What you say and what you are telling me to do matters to me. For they are life, my Lord. They are life to those who find them and help to man's whole body. Not only did he say that they were that you need to keep them in your heart, but he also said that they're life. That means that the situation may look like it's dead, but because I got his word in my heart, then it's alive. It's a live situation. It's not a dead situation. He also said a help and help to a man's whole body. He didn't say partially. He said whole body. So therefore, God got my whole interest, my best interest at heart. And above all else, guard your heart. That's something that we're supposed to do. That's why you're supposed to listen. See, that's what he's saying. That's why we're supposed to listen to him, because it's something in this that we have to do. See, we're thinking that God has to do it all. And we get upset when we get to the table and the table is empty and we hadn't put anything on the table. But the first thing he told us, above all else, guard your heart. That's something that you're supposed to do. Watch where you go. Watch who you talk to. Watch who you call on your phone. Watch who you worship with. Watch who you pray with. You have to guard your heart. People, we want to take it to just the streets, but you have to watch what you do in the church, who you're around. Because Bible said, try the spirit by the spirit. Every spirit ain't of God, and everything is what. Just like the legion when Jesus was walking and he said, who are you? And he said, allow us to go into the swine. Just like they recognized Jesus afar off, guess what? So do people in the church. They recognize your anointing. They want to tap into your anointing. They don't want to do what it takes to get it. They just want yours. So you have to guard your heart. You have to guard your heart. How do I guard my heart? What are you talking about, God in my heart? I'm in ministry. I got to love. Yeah, but you never heard this, love from a distance with a long handled spoon? When you go down a road one time and you get to a roadblock and you get down that road one time and you get pulled over and you ain't got no license, why are you going to keep going down that same road? You know it's a roadblock down there. Have to do, sometimes you might have to switch drivers and say, look, your license good. You can't keep going down the same road and expect to get a different result. If you have a change, you have to learn how to. We have to learn how to guard our heart. How do I guard my heart? I just can't share everything with everybody. See, we always want. My husband told me the other day, y'all some sharing folks. Is it okay to share with some people sometimes that when you're going through something? But you got to know, Minister Democrat said, you got to know who your blood clot is.
Come on.
You got to know who you're connected to. And if their walk is not in alignment with your walk, see, birds of a feather, the Bible said, how can two walk together unless they agree? So if your spirit and my spirit are not agreeing, when I met Evangelist Adrian, my spirit and her spirit connected. We jumped out from the top.
Yes.
I've been around other people, the spirit of discernment. I'm a minister, by the way, of intercessory. I've been an intercessor all my life. Didn't know what I was doing when I was in the world. Didn't know when I was seeing things and picking up on people's spirit. I didn't understand what it was until I got into a spirit-filled church and understood that it was spirit of discernment. So your spirit, the Bible said, try the spirit by the spirit. But see, that's what we don't want to do. We don't try the spirit by the spirit. We try each other by what they have, what they portrayed to have, what they look like they have, what they're driving, where they're living. That's what we try people by. Oh, yeah, he looked like he got some money, so I'm going to hang around. It's all right. You know, if that's what you were looking for somebody that looked like, I want to be around somebody who got more than money. See, I want somebody to be around somebody who got a good heart, who would know how to discern the spirit. Because if I'm connected to Evangelist Bernard, then the people that she connected to, I ain't going to have a problem with being connected to them, because guess what? Her spirit and my spirit has connected.
So all
right. We have to guard your heart. Guard your heart. You got to take your heart. You got to take your heart. This is a heart matter. You got to take this thing serious. Open heart surgery. That's what you got to perform on yourself. Say, look at here. I got some things in this heart just ain't right. I got some stuff that I've been putting in this heart. I've been putting it in. He didn't do it. He said, he's above all else, God. He's telling you to do it. See, we want God to remove some stuff, but sometimes we got to remove some stuff ourselves. We put our own self in bad positions. No, let me change that. I put myself in some bad positions. I can't speak to you tonight, but I put myself in some bad positions when my heart wasn't right. And when I got in the situation, my heart got worse than it were before I went in. And guess what? I had to turn around, go back to the heart surgeon, and say, Lord, operate on me. Take this issue away. And we find ourselves doing that because why? We haven't guarded our heart. All we have to do is listen to what the words say. Above all else. I know you're listening to me. Everything is good, but above all else, above what you see. See, we kind of people move by what we see. He said, above what you see, above what you think you know, above all that, look at what I'm saying. Your heart. Guard your heart. Why do I got to guard my heart? Because guess what? Out of it flows the issues of life.
He knows,
Evangelist, what's in our what we desire. Because we know what?
Oh, yeah.
Here again, we speak them out boldly. We say we want this and we want that. And he comes at us just with temptation, as he did with Jesus when he was on a 40-day fast. I give you this. I'll give you that. He's going to come looking good, cleaned up, looking just like you want. We're looking like he's a million-dollar man. But at the same time, what are you putting your where are you putting your heart? What you putting your treasure? You know, and all of us, as I sit around and I look around, who doesn't desire to want more in life? But you gotta remember, your desire cannot be above God's will. See, we gotta learn how to pray too. See, prayer is the key. It's not a possibility if it's the key. It is the key, the only key to open up the windows of heaven is the key, is prayer. You see, our faith is one that gets us to the door, but prayer unlocks the door. And a lot of times we don't even spend no time with him, and that's the reason why we can't guard our heart. You know, that's the reason why that we don't have anything in our heart good, because we ain't putting nothing in. I posted on our group meet at the church today. I posted my daily devotion on there. And my pastor was saying the other day that she can say stuff like, God is a healer, God is sending a deliverance, and God would send a financial breakthrough, and everybody would jump on it, yes, yes. But when you post the word of God on there, don't too many people say the thing behind the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I think I posted on the other day my devotion this morning that I was going through this morning. And it was talking about trust God. And you know, I only got three lights. I only got three lights. And when I put on there, I got a financial breakthrough coming, man, everybody wanted, they either going to put on their like, or they're going to put on their, they're going to call you. They're going to ask you what's going on. They're going to call you first before they like it. They can tap into your blessing. But when you put the word of God, that's something that's going to go beyond what my blessing will, then they don't say anything about that when it comes to the word
all
of God.
All right.
We gotta
I
get
think
back.
You know it.
We got to get back, evangelist, to putting the word.
Mm.
He said, don't let it out your sight. That means I got to split the sandwich. Then something's in your sight. You, if it's in your sight, it's reachable. It's tangible. It's reachable. If it's in your sight, that means I can, if it's in, like right now, I got this water bottle in my sight. That means I can reach and pick up that water bottle, and it's accessible to me at all times. See, that's what the word of God is. The word of God is accessible to us at all times as long as we spend the time. But the reason why we can't get healing for our issues and the reason why we can't get healing for our issues, the reason why we can't move forward to the next level is because we have not spent any time with the word of God. And we're not listening to you. You see what I'm saying? All of us say, I talk to God, I pray. But have you just taking a moment just to say, Lord, I'm listening. Lord, I tell my children at the daycare in my home, I tell the kids, put your listening ears on. You know, and we got this thing where we put our hand up to our ear and we acting as if we putting our ear putting the ear on. That's what I want you to do today. I want you to put your listening ears on. I want you to put your listening ears on and be tentative and listen real closely. Very closely. Don't speak. See, sometimes we speak too quick. It's the Bible tells me slow to speak.
Slow to speak. What the hell?
I want you to just listen to the Spirit. Just spend a little time. Have you ever taken the time out just you and God and turn on the radio and turn on you some music? Nothing hip hop to get you out, but just something soft and melody like Jesus by Shekinah Glory and just let the Spirit minister to you. Have you ever, and no matter what you're going through, have you ever just tuned out the world and go in your room?
Oh, yes.
To what God is saying? I'm talking about tuning in. Not hearing him, because see, guess what? We all can hear, but you can listen. You are listening.
Mm.
If we were more better listeners, guess what? Our life will be better.
Come on. Our walk
will be better. Our talk will be better. He said, above all else, I want you to listen to me closely to my words.
Mm-hmm.
He said, to my instruction. He said, my words. But guess what? They're so close together. The words and the instruction run so close together. When you start reading the word, you'll start getting instructions. You'll start getting a roadmap. You'll start getting a GPS and telling you which way to go, which way not to go, who to listen to, who not to listen to. Who to be around, who not to be around. But you got to learn, we are some busy people. We got to start learning to listen to the word of God. I heard Steve Harvey on the comedy thing that I heard today. I was listening to some comedy, and I posted a few of them on Facebook because I like the laughs a lot. And I heard Steve Harvey say that we Christians, he said, I'm a new Christian. That's one of his things he said. But he said, we Christians can quote the word so good. He said, I mean, you can call up any Christian right now, and she can probably quote you about 10 scriptures back to back. But how many of us apply them? How many of us are really actually living them?
All right.
He said, but we got selected. Selected hearing, selected listening. We pick and choose which one we want to live with and which one we don't. We want to say, I'm the head and not the tail. You know, when it comes to down sowing a seed, or when it comes down to paying your tithes, then we don't want to hear that. You know, we got selected hearing and selected not and listening as we're talking today. But God, but here Solomon, one of the wisest men that ever lived, said, listen, I didn't get here just by accident. I didn't get wise just by choice. You know, I listened to the word of God. I listened to God. You know, you could tell with him, he spent some time with God. You know, you could tell that he feared God in his talking. And when you read his word, you could tell that he feared God. Because why? He paid attention to the word. And when he said, now, if you want to know how to get to where I am, If you're trying to get to where I am, then you need to, first of all, listen to the word of God. Then, after you listen, don't let it get out your sight.
Come on.
If you don't let it get out your sight, guess what it'll start doing? It'll start becoming life for you. Once you listen to me and you keep it in your sight, it's going to work for you. See? You have to let the word work for you. A lot of times, we're trying to do the work for the word. We're trying to do God's job. We go, oh, yeah, God bless me with this. But really, when you look at it, what part do you play in that blessing? When you can really say God bless you with something that he ain't, you weren't expecting, something you were not expecting. And are you listening? Are we tuning in to God? Are we tuning in to man? May I tell you, one of my pet peeves, I listen to people talk, and I listen to how they line up God. Do they say first giving unto their pastor, or do they say first giving unto God, who is the head? I listen to people's words. I've been taught by my mom to listen to your words. I listen to the words. Are we lining up God in the right order? You know, are we putting him first above everything else? He said, put me first, seek me first, the kingdom of God, and all his righteousness. And everything should be added unto you. See, we got to put him in his life of place. Reason why we're going through what we're going through, we're not listening. We're not paying close attention. And he don't want us to just listen. He wants us to pay close attention. And then he said, after that, he said, you know, above all else, everything else, above, guard your heart. Don't everybody in your circle. Everybody don't mean you no good. We don't hear this before. You know, the old people couldn't read, but guess what? They had a way of saying things to make you think they could read. They would tell you all the time, you know, the birds of a feather flock together. You got to watch who you around, company you keep. They say stuff like that. That is so biblical. We have to watch who you're hanging around with, because once you interact with that, then you have allowed that to infiltrate into your spirit. And now, guess what? Your heart is open. You don't put your heart out there. And you mad because somebody done put you did say something to you wrong. Well, it's your fault because you put yourself in that position. Above all else, guard your heart. Our heart, have you ever been in a situation where your heart hurt? I've been in a situation where my heart hurt. And I look back over my life and I realize that in that situation, there's some times I put myself in that situation. There's some times I could have done better with the situation because I did not guard my heart. It was so many red flags going on saying, watch it, don't go there. Don't let them take you there. Well, guess what? I let them take me there. And I allowed them to filtrate the filthiness in my heart. And after I allowed them to filtrate the filthiness in my heart, then guess what? My heart got tainted. My heart got messed up. And then I want to start acting like them. Then I got mad with them. And I realized that I did it to myself. You know, I tell people all the time when I'm preaching the word of God, when I'm teaching the word of God, I don't look at nobody else but me. I had this thing, this series going on once, evangelist with a mirror. Every time I went by a mirror, I would look at that mirror and I would run from the mirror. Why? Because the mirror will show you every spot. It shows you everything. And when I look back over it, I said, you know what? I got to stop running from the mirror. Because if I can't look at me and see how I am, then how can God change me? So I start facing that mirror head on. I start buying me all kind of mirrors and putting up mirrors. I wouldn't even have mirrors in my house because I didn't like the way I looked inside. It wasn't the outside appearance thing that was messing me up. It was the inner side that was messing me up. And I didn't like what I saw. But guess what? I had to listen to the word of God and change it. If I didn't like what I saw, it wasn't did me no good. It didn't do me no good running from the mirror. What did me some good was when I faced the mirror, when I went to the word of God, and God told me, I know you see that spot. Well, guess what? I had for that spot, too. I could change that spot up. I could take that spot off your face. I could take that. And when I start really realizing that God loved me the way I am.
Jesus.
I can't talk to nobody else. I'm saying I've been to the low and the low. where I felt like I wasn't even ready to live. I wasn't ready to die. I was scared to die. Wasn't ready.
Come
I wasn't even fit to live. But when God showed me,
come
and
on.
He took me to that mirror, and he said, daughter, guess what? Even with your messed up self, even with the way I am still here. I changed. I'm glad I changed not. God said to me, he said, get up, daughter. He said, you ain't the first one to be there. You ain't the last one that's going to be there. But guess what? You ain't got to stay there. You know, I think about what he said about a just man in Psalms. A just man falls seven times. But you know what that tells me? I tell people this all the time. That tells me that a just man falls seven times. That means he had to at least get up six in order to fall seven.
Come on.
he didn't stay down there.
All right.
God said to me, he didn't sit down in that mirror. So if David, out of all the things David did, David took the sheep. David did all kinds of stuff, had a husband, kids, you know, all kind of things that David did. But God said, at least David got up.
Got up, Jesus.
It's okay to get up. You fall? No. But the Bible said he'd give you a way of escape. He always makes a way of escape for us. We ain't gotta fall, but you showed up ain't got a wall either.
Come on now, you preaching.
If you are a man or woman of God, you are hearing the word telling you to get up. Don't stay down there. It's been time you want to walk away. I feel in my spirit. That's why people on the call that want to just turn up and just walk away and just throw in the towel. Guess what? What if God is throwing the towel on us? And let me ask you this question. When you're throwing the towel, who going to catch you?
Come on now.
I don't catch you. And ain't going to be no man. Satan showing up ain't going to catch the towel because he wants the towel to hit the ground. So God is the one standing there saying, I'll catch the towel. Don't throw in the towel. We owe them too much. We owe them too much. Calvary is the reason why I don't throw in the towel because it should have been me. You see what I'm saying? It should have been you. We should be enough to keep us from throwing in the towel. Do we all want to give up sometimes? Yes. What about the man and woman of God? Yes. Have they ever been to the point where they just don't see no way? Yes. But guess what? That's when you trust God the most. That's when you let God take care of it. You know? Let him handle it. He's better than you. It ain't your battle. And that's how you defeat us, because we think we're supposed to take them, we're supposed to fight. I'm going to share this with y'all, and then I'm going to go. I remember a vision, and God showed me things in visuals.
All right.
And he showed me through visuals. You know, I'm preaching a sermon, 9 times out of 10, he's going to give me a visual aid first. He's going to give me a visual first. And he showed me this once. I was sitting in my living room, and I was going through a storm in my life. And I was trying to figure out what to do. And he showed me in a ring, in a boxing ring. I was in one corner. He was patting me on the back, telling me, keep up the good work. And Satan was in the other corner. And he had to look imp behind him, patting him up. And the referee came. And when the referee came to the middle of the ring, he dinged the bell. And I jumped up out of my ring, out of my corner. And I got in the middle of the ring, and I would just beat myself down. You ain't no good. You ain't going to make it. I was going through a bad time. I was like, it ain't going to turn around. I don't know. I'm tired of going through it. I'm steady throwing punches. And I'm hitting myself. I'm beat. Satan ain't throwed a punch yet. Matter of fact, he even got about his seat. And God told me, he said, you know what, daughter? It ain't your battle to fight. But if you're going to get in the middle of the ring and fight him, at least make him come to the middle of the ring before you throw a punch. At least make him come to the middle of the ring before you throw a punch. Don't beat yourself down. At least make him come to the middle of the ring. If you're gonna make him fight, make him come to the middle of the ring. Make him fight. A clean fight, a fair fight. So today, my challenge to us today is not to hear the word of God, but listen to the word of God. Listen to the word of God. Keep it in our sight. And guard our heart. If we can do those three things, listen, keep them in our sight, and guard your heart, guess what? The issues of life can get healed because we are in the will of God. Thank you, Evangelist Bernard. I call you a prophetess. Prophet Bernard, Evangelist Bernard, for this opportunity. I it was able to help somebody with it today. I'm telling you, God is an awesome God. And when we get a chance to come down that way, Joseph and I are going to come, like I told you before, and spend some time with you. We're back in your hands.
You have certainly helped me, Elder Jones. I tell you, such a timely word. God knows everything. Amen. Everything that you spoke, and it went right where it needed to go. Listen, 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 listen. Sometimes we get so bogged down with what we're going through.
Yes,
and
right.
You ever been in a situation where somebody has been talking to you, and they may be sharing something they're going through, but you're so absorbed into what you're going through, you don't even hear them. And then days later, they may call you again and begin to tell you the same thing that they shared with you previously. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, what? Wow. Mm-hmm. What? I didn't know you were going. And they begin to say, well, I just shared that with you a few days ago. But you were so absorbed in what you were going through. You didn't even hear that person. You ever went through something like that?
Yes, ma'am.
Hallelujah. She said, listen, today, we all have something that we have to deal with on a daily basis. Amen. But there's nothing we're going through. It's nothing
right.
that we're dealing with is greater than God. Hallelujah.
Right.
We would just meditate upon his word. Get
That's
in
right.
this word and let this word, hallelujah, penetrate and saturate our hearts. Then we wouldn't be so easy to throw in the towel. We wouldn't be so ready to say, forget it. We wouldn't be so ready to walk away. Hallelujah.
Right. You
Glory
know,
to God. I was in a frenzy, Minister Jones, but when I saw you on the line, the Lord said, I got this, girl. Do you
think? And so many times, Evangelist, as I'm sitting here thinking about it, is what you said, we don't listen. We just we go to church, and we're so into the hype of the music, and we're so into, and don't get me wrong, we need that. You know, some people need that. Some people need that to worship and to pray.
Yeah.
They need that hype. But every now and then, when I'm up there doing intercession prayer, I'll tell them to cut the music off. We don't need no music. See,
All right. You
have to learn to spend some time with God. See, that's what we don't do. We some busy people going nowhere.
Busy.
Busy people going nowhere. You're so busy.
I found myself like that today, busy, busy, and I didn't get too much done. And then when I look, it was time to come on this broadcast, and I say, Lord, I don't have a speaker scheduled for the day. I don't even have a word for the day. All I can do is just testify of your goodness. But when I look, the Lord say,
a time of reflection. That's what reflection is. You listen.
Woo, Jesus. Sister Ruby say that all the time.
Already there. It was already there. A time of reflection. See, that's let you know that it lined up with the spirit because you had that on there already. And when I looked at it, I went and got my sermon notebook, and I was like, I'll speak on this and I'll talk on these points. But the spirit said, no. Just spend some time today listening to me. Just be in the head to listen. You know?
My God. That was a word then, I tell you, that have encouraged me, and it also made me the...
If you can see the spiritual band-aid that's on me, I've been cut out by this word myself. I'm bleeding right now. I'm wiping up my blood, because guess what? I got to take the time to listen to me. You know?
Lord, I bless
you. My husband said, you run so much, you do so much, you do this, you do that. And then I find myself, as I was yesterday, up under the knife, being cut. You know, they did a procedure on me to check for me, for my stomach. And thank God, they removed a polyp, and they told me that everything was good. And I've been eating ever since.
All right. Let me tell you, glory
that's
to God.
Again, my mother-in-law, and that's what I was telling you earlier, my mother-in-law last Thursday fell at the post office in Montgomery, Alabama, and hit her head and had a blood clot in her head and had a blood drainage. And they were going to do me. They're actually doing a surgery on her now as we speak because they had to wait until her pelvis, blood thinner to get out of her system before they operated on her. But they called us yesterday. We went up there the weekend, and they called us yesterday and told us, listen to what God did. The doctor looked at her head. They couldn't find out where the drainage was in. You don't tell me what prayer can't do. He said he did not see any drainage.
Wow.
The drainage has stopped. It has stopped on its own. But he went in today just to do a clean up around the area, and just to do a cleanup. But it went from a major surgery to a minor surgery to prayer.
Look at God. Look at God.
You think God ain't still in the miracle business?
One week
she threatened and need a major brain surgery. They were talking about how
many
hours
it
was going to take. And then the next week, we done went up to lay hands on her, pray with her. He can't find the drainage. Who wouldn't listen to a guy like that?
Hallelujah.
Who wouldn't listen to a guy like that?
Oh, glory. Well, we bless you. We thank God. God had you ready, and God had a word in your mouth to speak to us today. And I greatly, hallelujah, received that word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have a few callers on the line today. So happy to see our co-host back on the line with us, none other than Sister Ruby Larry. We've been praying for Sister Ruby. Amen.
Yes.
So all of you all that have been praying for her and asking about her, she's on the line with us today. So I'm going to go to Sister Ruby. Amen. That's certain. Now, you know that word was activated. Amen. Amen. So we're just so glad to see our co-host on the line with us today, Sister Ruby. We certainly love you. We miss you. And certainly you have definitely been in our prayers. Amen. God bless you, Sister Ruby.
Yeah, praise the Lord, everybody. You could have went to the other people, Evangelist, but Bernard. I don't know, the Lord, you know, it's something. I thank the Lord for being on the broadcast and y'all prayers. I felt them, but it just was at a point where I just couldn't seem like recover. Like it was this time, but we know the Lord is into healing and moving and his own time and space that he wants to do. And it was just something. And then Mother Charity called me yesterday. I guess you must have got my number. And it was just like a release. I said, Lord, I thank you. Even though I know everybody there was praying for me and wishing me well and going forth and, you know, you need to get up and move on. Sometimes you're stuck, and her word today was just awesome for me. And I didn't know. I said, well, I'm going on today. I said to myself, I've been off, so I wouldn't dare go on the switchboard, so I normally call in like the regular callers do. And I said, you know, Lord, what is it that what am
Look
I going to do
God.
Here? You know, I hadn't had a dream. The Lord usually deal with me a lot with dreams and visions a lot of times, but I didn't have one. I think the only one I had was after my daughter passed. That's like 3 years ago. But I had one, and she came to me, and she said, why are you leaving? Why are you leaving me? Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, it was just like it was real, like I seen her, and walking. Why are you leaving? You know, I was so excited you out witnessing and helping people and doing this and that. Why are you leaving me? You know, you need to stay with me. And then I got on and I talked to Evangelist Bernard over the weekend, but I didn't mention about going on no switchboard because I felt not guilty, but not in my place that I was supposed to go on this radio, you know, the one that everybody else call in on and let the Lord deal with me. But the Lord had her there for me today because she said, listen. And I'm saying, Lord, you know, I really need to listen. And that's what he was telling me in this dream and vision that I was seeing my daughter. And she's saying, she's fine. She's there. She's not there, but she's at a place, and I'm holding. And he allowed her. He allowed me to hear her voice. And
glory to God. Go ahead, Sister Ruby.
Hallelujah. I say it was like a release.
Yeah.
Came in my spirit. Hey, you know, I was,
glory, Jesus.
Seemed like the enemy just had me bound. You know, I said, Lord, you know, you can pray and fast, but I just imagine I had to go through it. And I, you know, apologize. I say, Evangelist Bernard always hollering about co-hosts, and I'm saying to myself, I can't go on that broadcast. I ain't been doing nothing to it. Let me go on this road. But I thank the Lord for the word today from Minister with Peggy. What's her last name?
Jones.
Mm-hmm. I really appreciate the Lord sent you there because I, like Evangelist Bernard said, she didn't know you were coming on. Neither did she know I was coming on. Hallelujah. The Lord knows how to work out everything. And I thank all y'all for the prayers and strengthen me, and especially Mother Charity. I guess she got enough of me. So she found the phone number and called me yesterday. I say, Evangelist Bernard gave her the phone number, and she called me, which anybody welcome to have it. But I'm just saying, and it was like it stirred up in my spirit.
Hey, you know, I'm going to see you.
How the Lord stir you up. I said, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Because he know I love the witness. And I wasn't out there, but on the radio broadcast, it's like witnessing because this broadcast go all over the United States plus a lot of places out of all over the world.
Glory to God.
Just thankful. Evangelist Bernard, I knew you was coming to me, and I said, I'm not going on that switchboard because I haven't held up mine, and the Lord know. So God bless y'all, and thanks so much for praying for you, and I love everybody in Jesus' mighty name. The word was awesome today. It's probably always, but today especially for me. Amen.
My God. Sister Ruby, you know what? When you said you didn't feel deserving or worthy because you hadn't been on the line, but you got to remember all of the deposits. See, when you have deposited something, glory to God, there's always something there for you to withdraw. You have deposited. You have worked in this ministry. You have been faithful to coming on this line, co-hosting and switchboard and anything we have asked of you, Sister Ruby. You have complied. Even when we don't ask. You know, you one of the people that like to work in the background, but Sister Ruby has been faithful. She has been consistent. She has been a supporter of this ministry, not just with our time, but with a seed of finances. And, you know, she have just contributed so much. Amen. And I tell you, you can't be God-given because when your time of need come, it may not be money. It may not be any time, but just a kind word, just a kind deed, just an encouragement,
just for Mother Charity to call you and tell you, hey, you don't know Mosiah. Sister Ruby, we praying for you. We haven't seen you. We haven't heard you on the line, but you in our prayers. And sometimes, amen, sometimes we have to give people space. Amen. Yeah. Sometimes folks don't want to be bothered. You know, they just know that, hey, if you don't see me or you don't hear me, just pray for me. Amen. You don't have to call me to try to find out and figure out what's going on. Pray for me. Because the Bible says the effectual fervent prayers of the right, the prayers of the righteous avail it much. And that's what caused Sister Ruby to come on this line today, because guess what? It's in her. When you have the love of God, oh, my girlfriend Earlene just passed on in March. Amen. And she used to sing this song, I Got the Love of Jesus. And everybody that knew Earlene knew that was one of her songs. She loved that song. And she would sing it with such anointing. Amen. She wasn't no psalmist. You know, she wasn't no soloist, honey. But when she would sing, I Got the Love of Jesus, and it's deep down in my heart, everybody in the church would feel that song, because it came from a place where, guess what, she wasn't just singing it to singing it. She sung it with meaning. Amen. As Minister Peggy told us today, words have meaning. She sung it with conviction. Amen. So, Sister Ruby, yes, you had something to withdraw on. You was able to withdraw on something that was already deposited into your account, baby. Ah, right. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord for you today. Woo, Jesus. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. But I'm going to Sister T. So, Sister Ruby, you be encouraged. God ain't through with you yet. And she would always tell me about this time of reflection. Amen. She say, you know, that we should have a day to reflect. She said, God just didn't give you that name. It means something. Amen. And the woman of God then shared with us that their words have meaning. A time of reflection. So, whoo, God, I bless the Lord today. Amen. We're going to go to Sister T, and see if she got a testimony, if she want to testify. Hallelujah, Sister T.
Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Praises to the Most High God. I give honor to God, who is truly, truly the head of my life. I give honor to Evangelist Adrian Bernard, to Mother Ruby. A joy to hear your voice, because I have been praying. Hallelujah. It was just a pleasure. When I started listening, I heard your voice. Really missed the message, because I was ministering to some people, so I didn't really get the message, but I can go back and listen. But God is a faithful God. And I heard you say, if you be faithful to me, I will be faithful to you, and I will give you the desires of your heart. He said, if you seek first the kingdom of God, and all, not some, but all these things shall be added unto you. I just thank and praise God for all the people that prayed for me when I was going through it, my family, and after my mom going home to be with the Lord. I just want to let you know, the prayers of the righteous avail much. Hallelujah. God has used my finances for my family.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah. I made sure I paid my tithe to the ministry before I did anything else.
Go ahead.
Your money is on the way for this ministry. Hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus.
I want to thank God for what he's done, how he's blessed the lady who didn't have nothing, who lived off of $14 a month, who was just homeless, living on the street, not having nothing, but God had to break me down to build me up. Like, thank God, today I had to pull my brand-new car over so I can tell you that God is a faithful God.
Come on, go ahead, girl.
God is a faithful God.
Hallelujah. Look at God.
The doors that he is opening.
because I surrendered myself to him. He is blessing me abundantly. He's giving me favor everywhere I go. There's favor everywhere I go. Even when I walked into the dealership, there was favor before me, before I even got there. God even told me where to go. I said, oh, Lord,
go
Jesus.
Ahead, Sister T. You deserve it.
I mean, I went online and I found it and I said, oh, my God, it's barbarian motors. Lord Jesus, this is the Mercedes-Benz Volvo company. Oh, my God, Lord Jesus. A couple of weeks ago, me and Pastor B, it was prophesied to her that she was going to get a white Mercedes. And we said, we're going to believe God. So we went and put the picture inside of a white Mercedes at the very place that I got the car from.
Go ahead.
Hallelujah. I remember these two ladies out there taking pictures in a white Mercedes Benz. He said, I remember y'all. Well, thank God he was a man of God. And God sent me right to that very place. And the car
Look
was there. He said, walk around it. He said, is this what you want? He said, I told you that I was going to bless you and I was going to give you this desire. He said, you've been faithful in ministry.
Go ahead.
You couldn't sow no money, so you could sow your time. You sowed your time. You sowed
Look
your love.
God.
You sowed your joy. You sowed your commitment.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Walked in there.
Jesus.
Gentleman, and his name was Victor. So I knew it was because I'm victorious that he put Victor.
Go ahead.
Thank you, God. God, thank God. That last
Lord
night,
Lord have mercy.
Me and her husband, I drove that car off the lot, and I'm gonna tell you, I don't owe barbarian motors not one dime.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. So I think this vehicle only been owned by one person. They bought it from
Come
the Volvo dealer. They traded it back into the Volvo dealer. All the Carfax reports and everything was done on this vehicle.
Go ahead,
and as I'm driving it, don't even feel like I'm driving. It's the Lord. He is driving.
It's the Lord.
Everything that
Look
happened
that
to me that was good, God did it. Hallelujah. I thank God for what he's doing. I thank you for not in my life when things start changing for me. I was still dibbling and dabbling. Let me just keep it real with y'all. I was still dibbling and dabbling, having a drink here and there, still hitting the Newport 100 and all that. But I was still hungry and thirsty for God. It was him that had to clean me up. It was him that had to purge me and wash me with hyssop. And I thank God.
Go ahead.
Thank God. I love you. I love you, evangelist. I can't wait to get to Louisiana so I can give you my hug and kiss. Well, so I can send it to you. I'm from California, and I'm going to put something in the mail for the ministry. I love you, and I forever will be attached to this ministry. I don't care what I'm doing. What I'm doing to pick up the phone and call because of this ministry. I am delivered. I am saved. I am free. Hallelujah!
Jesus!
Your name,
Father, we bless you, Sister T. One thing I can say about Sister T, she, even when she was outdoors, didn't have nowhere to stay. She would call me sometimes. I would go and pick her up. Glory to God. Bring her where she needed to go. Hallelujah. You know, even sometimes her phone was off. But she found a way to stay connected to this ministry, to stay connected with this line. Amen. She would be on the line sometime not knowing where she was going to get her next dollar from. Nobody knew it. But she stayed connected. She stayed faithful. The Bible says a faithful man
in Proverbs 28:20, a faithful man shall, a faithful woman shall abound with blessings. You can't be faithful to God. And you heard her say, she was still dibbling and dabbling, but that's all right. She stayed connected. See, when you stay in the vine, that don't mean that you'll never make a mistake, that you'll never err. But if you stay in the vine, hey, you don't know no shot, y'all. Hallelujah. God will put a hedge about you. The blood of Jesus will cover you, and that's what happened with Sister Tia. Have been faithful, and she will witness. She going to tell people about the Lord, and many of you all, Prophetess Darlene, Minister Democrat, Sister Ruth, all of us, Sister Albertine, all of us on this line have prayed and have imparted something to Sister T. Now she's able to stand and tell her, for God I live and for God I die. God bless her to go in there and buy her a Mercedes and then don't tell me what God won't do for faithful people. You can't be faithful to God. And you don't reap no blessings, baby. Woo, that thing done touched me today. I'm so happy for you, Sister T. Woo, I wish I was there in California to take a ride. But, hey, get on my side, y'all. God is faithful. He will do whatever he promised you he would do. God will do it. Hallelujah. Make God the steward over your blessings. Amen. And you'll never find yourself in a predicament again. Ah, hallelujah. People don't even realize we're going to have to teach on these tithes in 1 week. If people don't realize how tithes will forever bless your life. Tithes will bless your children and your children's children. Woo, let me stop. Woo, you done told me up here today. Ah, glory to God. Let me go to Mother Charity and Sister Albertine and Prophetess Darlene, Minister Democrat. Minister William, oh, Lord, y'all have messed me up here today. Glory, Mother. Hayat Obosaya. Woo, I'm so happy for Sister T. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo, Jesus. God did that thing. Mother Charity. Ah, glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him, Mother.
Praise be to God. Like they say, my heart is yet rejoicing. And
yeah.
You don't know how glad I am. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I just thank the Lord. Amen. My heart was
Lord,
so glad. Hallelujah. When I heard Sister Ruby's voice on their day. Hallelujah. And I'm so thankful. Amen. That the Lord is blessing her and giving her strength today. Praise God. And I just thank the Lord. Amen. For the speaker today, praise the Lord, amen, because she really did touch and brought out a beautiful point about guarding your heart, amen, and I was just thinking about that. You know what, your heart is the most vitalist part of your body, and you know your heart, praise the Lord, amen, most people, if you'll notice, like a policeman or some kind of security person, you know, sometimes even like some of the government officials and things like that, they always wear that breastplate.
Mm-hmm.
And what are they doing? They're guarding their heart.
All right. And
because you know what? It's a lot of other areas of your body that can get hit by a gun or something. And it won't kill you. It might damage you, but it won't kill you. But see, if that heart, you know, gets a bullet in it, then you're gonna, you know. So I tell you the truth, is certain vital parts of your body, is such, and heart is one of them, amen, that we should guard, amen. And
wow,
I just
Jesus.
Thank the Lord all of those different things that Sister Jones brought out. Praise the Lord. Hey, glory to God. Amen. And I thank the Lord for that sister that was rejoicing just now. Amen.
Oh,
about
yeah.
what God and how, what God can do and about God's faithfulness. Hallelujah. And God is faithful.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes. Right. Amen. If you be faithful to the Lord, he'll be faithful to you.
He'll be faithful.
Hallelujah. God won't fail you. Praise the Lord. Amen. So y'all pray for us. Amen. I'm very much encouraged today. God bless y'all.
All right, Mother. God bless you. Amen. Sister Albertine. Then Prophetess Darlene, Minister Democrat. Then I see Minister William on. He spoke for us yesterday. God been doing something on this line. Sister Albertine.
Praise the Lord, Evangelist. Sister Jones. Two things I want to say really fast. That word was powerful. I've been praying a couple about some things, and what she said was right on the money. It was about guarding your heart, not telling too many people about the things you're doing, being quiet, just, you know, knowing God is faithful, and just really guarding your heart. Not everybody that is going to be happy for you. Not everybody, just because they praise the Lord, you know, they don't share the same spirit with you. That word was just, I'm going to go back and listen to it, and it was so powerful to me. It just ministered to my spirit. It just opened my eyes. I was laying in the bed. I woke up like, wow, this is just powerful. This is so for me. And then, and I thank you for that word. It was beautiful and enriching and just powerful. I love it. Thank you. And then there's a second thing. When Sister T was ministering about what God has done for her, the Lord started to speak to my spirit. And some say I'm a prophet. It's okay. But the Lord speaks to me and tells me things. But he told me to tell Sister T that get ready because the best is yet to come. He also told me to tell you that you're about to have a financial breakthrough and to go look for your house. I don't know what's going on with
the
but he says to go look for your home. 4-bedroom, 2-bath is what I keep hearing. And he says don't worry about the price. Don't worry about where. Just go find what you really want. Just like with the car.
All right.
Go find what you really want. And somebody is about to give you a financial blessing that you will not believe amaze you. And he also said the best is yet to come.
All right.
God bless you.
Ah,
God bless you.
Glory.
Ruby is so glad to see you back, hear your voice. We love you. We missed you. We knew you wasn't going nowhere. And we all love you, and we love that you're back on. And I just thank you, guys. Thank you, Evangelist Bernard, for such a beautiful broadcast and a beautiful group of praying saints that's so encouraging. And that word of God is so powerful, and it's amazing how God uses it in so many different ways with the evangelists and prophets and ministers. And it's just amazing. God's word is amazing. And I thank you again, Pastor Jones, for that amazing word today. And it was really enlightening, and it definitely blessed me. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
All right. We love you, too, Sister Albertine. Hallelujah. You've been faithful. Thank you, Jesus. Prophetess Darlene. Hallelujah. Jesus. Woo, glory.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon once again. I truly give honor to the Most High God. I thank God for being God and everything in my life. I give honor to Evangelist Adrian Bernard. I give honor to Sister Ruby. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thank God. I give honor to each and everyone. But I give honor also to Elder Jones, and I thank God for the word on this afternoon. And I just want to start off with, I don't even know where to start, but I'm going to try to start off like this. Today I said I was going to rest, and I was not going to come on. I'm just going to rest. And I said, I'm not going to come on. And as I began to not want to come on, and I said, I'm going to rest, and I got off the phone, and I said, I'm going to rest until my prayer time on tonight. And by the way, God has just been moving. I thank you, Evangelist, for praying. I thank you for your support. And God has just been moving on the line, and people are coming on, and God has just got the men coming forth now. So I just thank God for my testimony. But I thank God for the woman of God bringing forth the word on today. And I began to think, what if I had just went on asleep and missed this blessing on today? I mean, it's like a threefold blessing on today. And for one, I thank God because I began to pray for Sister Ruby. And last night I said, now what was that prayer I prayed last time? And she came on the next day. And I began to have a little talk with Jesus. And I thank God because when I got on the line and I heard Sister Ruby's voice, to God be the glory. So I just thank God. I was so excited. I said that alone was worth coming on for. But we also heard a powerful word that was worth coming on for. And then Sister's teeth, miracles and blessing, and it's just the beginning of what God is going to do in her life. She's been faithful. I tell you, all I can say is hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for what he has done today in my spirit on this line for me.
Yes.
So I thank God for what he has done today for all of us. So I thank God. Sister Ruby, I just want to leave you with Psalms 91. I want to say I love you. I thank God for you being on today, and I thank God for you coming back. God bless you all. Thank God for each and every speaker, each and every person that come on in. I say this broadcast has been a blessing to me, Evangelist. So I just thank God for you. Thank God for your prayers. Thank God for your words of encouragement and the words you have gave me. And I just thank God for what he's doing on this line for each and every person. And it's going to be so many testimonies where the praise you have prayed, Evangelist. So I thank God because your living is not in vain. Your fasting
Amen.
And your praying is
Amen.
Not in vain. I just thank
That's
God
right.
for you, how you put your hand to the plow out and how God is just blessing and blessing others that's connected to you. So I thank God once again, woman of God, Elder Jones, thank you for the word. I truly was blessed and encouraged by the word. God bless you all. Love you. And I just want to say thank you, each and every person. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. God bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can everybody still hear everybody?
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Well, we're waiting for the evangelist to get back. Amen. God bless everybody. Amen. It's no coincidence that the message this week is still healing for our issues.
Yes.
Amen. That means, amen, God's concerned about everybody else, but guess what? He's concerned about you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
21st letter in the alphabet. Even though it's the 21st letter, if you take the letter U out of the alphabet, you're going to have some problems spelling some words.
There you
Is that
go.
Right,
he's
somebody?
Back.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen. You try that. You try. See how long you get away with when you think you ain't special no more. Regardless
All
of what
right.
you did in life, you try to write a sentence and take the letter U out and see how far you get with that letter. Amen.
Woo!
God still needs you. Amen. Hello. Amen. So we got some healing, amen, for our issues. Amen. I think we got evangelists back. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead on, Minister Democrat. I feel you back.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm encouraged. Amen. That amen. Evangelist was obedient. Amen. For the Lord giving us this message about healing for our issues. Amen. So when you just
yes,
think about
Lord.
That, amen. Of God, you know, he got it for us. Amen. Of God, in 2014, like Minister Jones was saying, God is still in the healing business.
That's
amen
right.
to God. We always quote scriptures and Bible verses, but guess what? The Bible said, look on us. Amen. You are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, even on this phone. Amen. That God had been in the healing business. He's still healing, y'all. Amen. And when I heard the armor bearer on the phone, Sister Ruby, amen to God, I said, the devil mad, amen to God, because regardless to if you walking in your office or not, there's a mantle over your life. When God calls
Come
you to
on
do
now.
Something, amen, amen, when God, whether you operating in it or not, that the mantle is on your life.
It's
amen to God.
Life.
And sometimes it'll fall to your children. Amen. Praise
now.
The Lord. So amen to God. So it's expedient that God would give us this message at this time. Amen. For such a time as this. But I'm encouraged, amen to God. I would that you just listen to this message today. Be encouraged, amen to God, because God is healing your issues because he needs you. You is his hands. You is his mouth. Amen. You is his feet. Amen. So, God, it's necessary for you to be healed because God's got something for you to do. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Even if it's the 21st letter in the alphabet, you got something to do. You can't say, well, I'm the 21st letter, so I'm not important. Try to take that U out of a sentence. I don't care where it's positioned at in the alphabet. The 21st letter in the alphabet is important. Amen. Hallelujah. So God bless everybody. Amen to God. I'm encouraged. Amen. We're getting everything up on YouTube now. I done got like about six up now. So I'm almost up to last Friday. So amen to God. So we'll have everything up by the end of this call. So God bless. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Wow. Well, we certainly thank God for you. We're going to go to Minister Caldwell. We're working on our flyers and our promotional material for this citywide crusade. So I am excited. I can hardly sleep. So y'all pray that the Lord bless me to sleep a little bit. Because I'm up 4 or 5 hours. That's the most I'm sleeping. I'm just so excited about, you know, when you see God moving, not just in your life, but when you see God begin to pour out, open up the floodgates of heaven and start pouring out his blessings on your sisters and brothers. That's why the Bible says, rejoice with those that all rejoice. We got to rejoice with other folks. We just can't be happy and excited and won't tell the world about what God is doing for us, and then we don't get excited like Minister Jones said about Facebook. You know, some things you ain't going to get no likes on. Oh, but when you tell them how the Lord got you, gave you a financial blessing, you get all kind of likes. But when you begin to tell them something spiritual, you know, something where somebody have a need, then you don't get them many likes. They ain't even gonna. So it's a lot of foolishness, you know, and that's how we caught up into the system, and that's the way of the world. Amen. But you got to get connected with Jesus. You got to get spiritually connected. Amen. And when you posting things that are encouraging and things that can nurture and nourish someone else, that's what you get excited about. All this other junk, let me tell you, all this stuff going to pass away anyway. Only what you do for God is going to last. Only what you do for Christ, that's going to last. Amen. So build your hope on something eternal. Amen. We're going to Minister Caldwell to see if he able to say anything. God bless you. He blessed us yesterday. Those of you that wasn't on the line yesterday, you all need to go into the archives and hear that word that was taught on yesterday. God bless you, Minister Caldwell.
Oh, God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everyone.
Amen.
I asked for prayer yesterday, yes, and I was blessed that I was able to share something to your hearts and to your spiritual walk. And through that speaking, I shared something with, I was waiting on the Lord, and I'm depending upon the Lord for something, and the Lord answered prayer.
Glory!
It was something I could not do for myself.
Look
only
at
the
God.
Lord could do it.
Woo, this is a day.
It didn't take him long. See, my people, there is spiritual food on this line.
Come on now.
I was thinking I can tune in maybe once a week, but like Sister Jones said today, your listening is healing. Healing. If you listen you're coming on this line to hear God's word, you're going to be fed. You're going to be fed. Your heart's going to be healed. Your heart's going to be your spirit, and the spiritual man is going to be fed. One of the testimonies. She said, "Favor wherever she go.
Favor wherever she go.
She's listening. She's growing. She's blessed. The scripture says that goodness and mercy follows me." It's following me, and it's working through your brothers and sisters. I mean, the blessings are working. It's not a surprise. It's just glory. It's just glorious to hear the blessings and the victory report that's coming from
my.
I trusted the Lord yesterday. It had to do with some work that that I did, and I wanted to get paid for it, and God, he took care of it.
Look at God. Hallelujah!
You know, you don't know if the person is going to pay you or not. You do a job, and but it was peaceful.
Come
and
on
peaceful,
now.
Mercy, and it will follow you all the days of your life.
Come on
yeah,
now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I looked at that word she said. She said listening and hearing. Like, is there a difference? So I looked it up. I had to get offline to look that up. I said, there is a difference. There's a difference. When you listen, you pay attention. You pay attention when you listen. But when you hear, you're just merely being aware. But when you listen, you're paying attention.
All right.
Yeah. Just like the Bereans.
Oh, Jesus.
The Bereans, they were more noble. They were listening. But then there were some people that were absent, and they just wanted to hear something new. So they were just hearing. They wanted something new. The Athens, you remember? The folks that had the inscription. The inscription that says, to the unknown God. See? They were just wanted to hear. But the Bereans were listening, more noble, wanted to get an understanding. And that's what we're doing here. We're being blessed. Bless you, Sister Adrian. I love you so much.
We love you, too. We love you, too. And we're looking for Ella William to be with us a little bit more. He have a little time on his hands, so we're going to be hearing some good teaching, amen, and preaching. So stay tuned. You don't know how the Lord going to bless. Look how he blessed us today. Always have a ram in the bush. I'm going to go to Prophetess Vanessa and see if she'd like to make a comment or have any questions, and then we're going to go back to our speaker. Amen. God bless you, Prophetess Vanessa. Prophetess Vanessa? Okay, man, we're going to go back to our speaker. I tell you, you just don't know what you've done for me today, Minister Peggy. You have really blessed my spirit today, even my natural man. Amen. I'm feeling so good. Ooh, glory. God always go before us and prepare the way. And I tell you, he certainly prepared the way today because, hey, woo, Jesus, I felt like I was sitting on an empty spot today. But God always know how to fill us up with everything that we need in that hour. Amen. So we thank God for Minister Peggy Jones. Amen. Just so beautiful, just so sweet. Just love the Lord, and we appreciate the words that God used her to speak to our hearts on today. It was certainly a blessing. So we're going back to her for final remarks, and we're going to let her close us out with the word of prayer. Amen. Amen. Tomorrow, Minister Billy Burns will be ministering for us. That's our Saturday. That's our Saturday host for They Overcame. She will be ministering for us tomorrow. Amen. And on Thursday, Bishop Jesse Grant, all the way out of Chicago, Illinois. Don't miss it. You're going to miss the treat. Amen. Mm-hmm. So God bless you, Minister Jones.
Amen. Evangelist Bernard, I want to again say thank you for this opportunity. I want to thank each and every one of you for coming on and the words of encouragement that you gave me. I just want to just say thank you because, you know, a lot of times, we stand in need of encouraging ourselves. You know, this is a call that I felt a need today to get on. I heard Sister Ruby say she wasn't planning on getting on, but she listened. She heed to the word of to the Spirit, and the Spirit allowed her to get on and to get healing for her issues, as well as all of us that's on this call. A lot of times in life, the way of church, when we say church, I'm talking about the formality of things. It'll beat you down if you allow it to. We come on the call sometime broken. We come on the call sometime messed up in our own mind and our own
mind. Oh, yes.
If we need that encouraging word, just somebody to pick us up, I dare you. No, I'm going to go back a little bit deeper than that. I double dog dare you to take this time today and the rest of the day just to listen to what God is trying to say. Ask God to speak to your heart. That song that says, speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. Just ask God to speak to your heart. You know, tune out the kids. I'm in my daughter's room right now because I was in the living room and they came in from school. And so they took my space, and then I was going to go in my room with my husband. In there. He took my space. And so what I did was I came in my daughter's room. I came in my daughter's room, and I sat in here and I closed the door because I wanted to hear. I wanted to listen to everything that was said on the call. And I didn't want to hear what y'all were saying, but I wanted to listen. So I dare you to listen to the Spirit today. Once we listen to God, He knows that we're paying attention to Him. Things will change for us. Like I said earlier, you don't think that this word did not beat me down. My husband tells me all the time, you gotta stop running. You gotta stop doing so much. You got yourself spread it thin. And you need to do this, you need to do that. But I found out, and there's no but, I'm not limiting anybody. Found out that once I listen to the Spirit, every time I listen to the Spirit and I just hear the Spirit, but when I listen to the Spirit, He changed life. I can never get in the presence of God and remain the same.
If you don't
take anything else away from you today, just know that if we listen to the Spirit, if we listen to God, you'll never remain the same. Something will change.
Something has to change. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
I thank you now for your Spirit. I thank you for your word on today, Lord.
Hallelujah.
And thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. Lord, we thank you for last night rest and this morning rising. We thank you for how you manifested yourself in our lives.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
For the leaders of this ministry, Lord, Evangelist Bernard, Ms. Ruby, Lord, we just thank you for everybody that plays a part in this ministry, Lord. Have your way in this ministry.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you for the lives. We thank you for the testimony that came back and said, I just had to be the one to tell you thank you, Lord, for the new heart. Thank you for the ministry that gave us on, Lord. We just want to... say thank you, Lord. We don't come, Lord, and stand it and ask it for anything in particular, Lord. We're just coming back and say thank you for everything that you've done already.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your name, God.
To your word. Listen to your word.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your heart, Holy Spirit. Speak to
thank
our
you,
mind,
Lord Jesus.
Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Speak to our issue, Holy Spirit. Speak right now in the
thank
name of
you,
Jesus.
Lord God. Hallelujah.
Lord, we need so careful, Lord, to listen, Lord. We won't speak so quickly, Lord. We'll listen to your word.
God.
We just
hallelujah.
Say thank you for it right now, Lord. Lord, you could have gave up on us, Lord. We were just hearing you.
Yes,
you could have gave up on the Lord. We were just tuning in to you. But because you love us so much, Lord, you allow us to get this thing right, Lord. And thank you for the opportunity, Lord Jesus. It could have been the other way, Lord. Well,
Jesus.
Listen to you, Father. Lord, I just thank you for that word, Lord.
Thank you, God.
How you cut me inside and out and show me that I need to listen closer to your word. Thank you, Father. I want to love on you today, Lord. I love you, Father.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I love you, Lord. Lord, we love
you,
Lord.
God.
Have your
we
way
love
in
you,
our
Jesus.
Lives.
Hallelujah.
Let us put on our listening ears, Lord.
Yes,
so we can
God.
Hear what you got to say, Lord. We
thank
you, Father.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Everybody that's standing, some standing need for one thing, Lord. Some standing need for another, Lord. We ask you to minister to the need right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank
Jesus,
you,
Lord.
God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You have no authority over our home.
He has no authority over our finances.
We love you, Lord. Lord, when we fall short, Lord, you still us. Lord, we thank you for it right now, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, we thank you for it right now, Lord. Minister right now, Father.
Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for your word.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for your word, Lord. But Lord, we get continue to get your word, Lord. We can change, Lord.
Hey,
we'll never be
Our
giving to this ministry, Lord. Allow us not just to give our word, but give our finances as well, Lord. Allow us, Lord, for this ministry to make a difference, Lord. To pray to this ministry, Lord. We thank you for it right now, Lord. Lord, we be careful, God, to praise, Lord. Lord, we come right now, Lord Jesus, saying thank you for everything, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Lord,
we thank you for the
woman
of God.
Teach us how to guard our hearts.
Thank you,
Jesus. Yes. How to guard our hearts. As Minister Democrat said, Lord. A clock formation.
Guard your heart.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So everybody can penetrate all that filthiness in our heart, Lord. Guard our
hearts. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah,
Lord. Thank you, Lord, right now, Lord. We praise you. We worship you, Lord. We thank you for everybody on this call.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
Right now, Father, we'd like to be on the call, Lord. We want to minister right now to every need on this call.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Need on this call.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
So we just say thank you for you showing up a miracle for my mother-in-law. We say thank
yes,
you, Lord. We
Lord,
thank you
a miracle. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We're going to ask. Hallelujah. I want to ask, I just feel in my spirit, I want to ask Minister Democrat to, and all of you all to be in agreement with us. I just want to pray for Pastor Robert C. Blake, Jr., and we want to pray for this upcoming conference. Amen.
Yes.
Pray for these women, these young women and these young men here in the city of New Orleans. And we just praying that, you know, the sponsors that we got, that they would, the young ladies and the young men would come and participate in this two-day conference. He's trying to do something here in this city. You know, when you're trying to do something that has never been done, there's opposition. Amen. There's opposition. But you know what? God is greater than any of the opposition. So we're going to ask Minister Democrat to go forth and pray for Robert C. Blake's and his Father-Daughter Talk Conference and those that have sponsored someone from this ministry. I want to tell you all, too, those that haven't, if you desire, please do so. You can still sponsor a young lady or a young man to attend this conference. It's $45. Next week, it's going to go up to $55, but we got in on the ground mark with the $45, so I'm looking for God to really bless. We even are going to do a shut-in. Amen. They haven't got the date together, but they're going to do a Friday night shut-in from Friday midnight to like 6 or 7 that morning, shutting in where they're fasting and praying for the success of this conference. And this is just not for show and for form or fashion. This is to help souls. This is to transform lives. This is to command and decree and declare blessings upon these young women and men. We need help, people of God. We need so much help. And our young people, we seeing every day somebody drifting away, somebody doing something that they don't have any business doing. We want to try to build an army that would intercede, amen, and that would intervene and send forth prayer. If there ever was a time when we need to pray, Sister Albertine have two young boys. I had some young granddaughters and nieces and nephews and right here in this city that I'm trying to impact. So we want to go forth and send up this prayer right now before we get off this line. I want everybody on this prayer that we still have about 8 or 9 people on the call to go forth and be in agreement. Everybody lines is open. So hallelujah. We just want to go forth in the name of Jesus. Amen. Minister Democrat. Yeah, y'all don't want to shout y'all.
Hallelujah. 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 Amen. As we begin to come together, amen, to God and touch and agree on this thing. Hallelujah. Amen. Wherever you at, amen, in your car, hallelujah, in your house, in front of your computer, wherever you at, amen, begin to decree and declare, amen, to God, a blessing. Amen. We cover this man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Bishop Blake, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, God, right now, even now from this prayer, God. Hallelujah, oh God, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Amen. There are weapons being formed right now against the people of God. There are conversations being formed right now against the people of God. Amen to God. There are traps being formed right now for the people of God. But even now from this prayer, oh, somebody praying right now. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Because the words of your mouth is going to cover this ministry. The words of your mouth is going to stop that assignment in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we cover this man of God today, God, from this prayer, God. Amen. From that prophet that we touching and agreeing with on this phone, God. From that evangelist that we touching and agreeing with on this phone, God. Amen to God. From that minister, God. Hallelujah. That bishop, we are touching and agreeing even now, God, that you stop that assignment, oh God, of the adversary, God. Amen. Put your angels in front of it, oh God. Amen to God. Right now from this prayer, as we come together, we bind that strong man in that house. In the, oh, come on, come on. Somebody is helping us bind the strong man with your prayer. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we come against that strong man in that house, and that there will be no backlash and no retaliation. Oh, God, from this prayer, as we are all together, God, bind the strong man in that congregation. Bind the strong man in that house, God. Bind the strong man in that ministry. Bind the strong man on their jobs, assigned to buffet them in the name of Jesus. We come together right now, decreeing and declaring, oh, God, that this, oh, God, this thing with these women, God, will be blessed, that those will sign up, oh God, and will change their life, God, that some minds will get changed from this conference, God. We speak it even now, God. Oh God, not by power nor by might. Amen, but by your spirit. Somebody's still praying right now. Somebody say out loud, bind the strong man. Hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on. He's in your house. Amen. He's in your ministry. He's in your congregation. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Just walking around. You need to bind him right now. Hallelujah. So he will get out your mind. He will get out your ministry. He will get off your children. He will get off your, oh, come on. Bind the strong man in the name of Jesus. Come on. I bind the strong man right now. Come on. Take your authority. I bind that strong man in this house. I bind him in the blood of Jesus. I bind that strong man in this ministry. I bind him in the name of Jesus. Oh, take your authority, somebody. You ain't been called a prophet for nothing. You ain't been called an evangelist for nothing. You ain't been called to preach for nothing. Bind the strong man in the name of Jesus. Take your authority, right? God activated right now that gift inside of them. Amen, amen. That your word can go forward, God. That your ministry can go forward, God. That somebody will get baptized, God. That somebody will change their mind from this conversation. Oh, God, we pray this right now, God. Come on, come on. A few more seconds. Bind the strong man. You know what you're going through in your house, at your job, in your family. Bind that strong man. You ain't been called to preach for nothing. You ain't been called to intercede for nothing. Bind that strong man in the name of Jesus. I bind that strong man in the name of Jesus. Holy, the blood of Jesus is against you. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You got a phone. Use it. Use it. Use it. Use it. Use it. I bind that strong. Come on, somebody. Use your authority. I bind that strong man. I bind them. Hallelujah, my ministry. I bind them. Amen to God over my children. I bind them in the name of Jesus over my ministry. I bind that strong man in the name of Jesus.
Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. Hallelujah. Somebody is taking authority right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, come on. He is leaving. He is leaving. He is leaving. He is leaving your house. That strong man is leaving your ministry. That strong man is leaving, amen to God, your assignment. And I cancel that assignment right now because of words that came out your mouth. Hallelujah. God called you to preach. So you got to bind that strong man. God called you to evangelize. You have to bind that strong man. God called you to intercede. You have to bind the strong man in the name of Jesus. Oh, come on, Lord, right now, right now, right now. And as we speak this, God, hallelujah, oh God, as we come together in this prayer, oh God, we count it done, God. Hallelujah, oh God, that assignment is canceled because of words that came out of our mouth. We decree it and we declare it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, somebody give God a wave offering. Hallelujah, the strong man has left your house. Hallelujah, the strong man has left. He has left by words that came out your mouth. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, we speak that, Holy Ghost. That's right, that's right. Hallelujah, we speak that. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That is decreed today, hallelujah, because the words that came out your mouth. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 in Jesus' name, God. Oh, yes, God. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
We thank you for the praise reports, God. We thank you for your moving. Thank you, Lord God, for going before us, God. Hallelujah. Bless Minister Peggy and her family, God. Yeah, you know, Moshaya, everyone on this line. Hey, you know, Moshaya. Heal us, God. Heal us, heal us, heal us, God. We need healing. How you know, Moshaya? Thank you, Jesus. We need healing, God. You know, Moshaya. Send a fresh wind, God. A fresh wind. Hey, you know, Moshaya. An anointing here, you don't know Mosiah.
Right,
a glory cloud. You know Mosiah. Glory cloud. Here, you know Mosiah. We can see where we're going, God. Here, you know Mosiah. Oh, we're going somewhere, people of God. We're going somewhere. Here, you know Mosiah. Oh, God, stay connected. Stay connected. You know Mosiah. Stay in the vine. There's life in this vine. Here, you know Mosiah. There's life in the vine. 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 Oh, we bless you today, God. We bless you, Jesus. Glory to God. Woo, Jesus, thank God for Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. Glory, what the devil meant for bad. Hallelujah, God, turning it around. Hallelujah. He's turning it around. Hallelujah. Remember, hallelujah, Sister Prophetess Darlene, prayer line tonight. Susie, Minister Caldwell, if you, Ella Caldwell, if you're able to get on, sometimes she's on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. Amen. Amen. Those of you that can tune in, amen, if you got some spare time and you need to pray, you want to pray, amen, she have a prayer line, amen, amen. And I tell you, this woman of God, she believe in praying, hey, you don't know most.
All right.
She believe in intercession, hey, you don't know most, you don't know most. Hallelujah, it's time to shut in. It's time for us to make some time for prayer. We can make some time for everything but prayer. Hey, you know, no more shy. See some of these mega churches, amen, you know, they fill up on Sundays, hallelujah, but you can't get five people. Hey, you know, no more five
people to show up
for prayer. Hallelujah, minister can't stand without prayer. Hey, you know,
come on.
It won't flourish without prayer, Yeah, you'll see some bodies in the church, but God wants some women and men that's going to live holy. God wants some women and men that's going to be anointed. He wants some women and men, amen, when they speak. You know what I'm going to say? Hallelujah, they can change the atmosphere. The only thing going to do that is prayer. Amen. The Bible said one can chase a thousand. We need some praying women and some praying men that's going to lay prostrate, that's going to intercede day and night. We need some people to stand on the wall. Hallelujah. We need some that won't fall asleep. Hey, these folks are sleeping in these buildings. Hallelujah. There should be nobody sleeping in the house of the Lord. Prayer should be going forth. Hallelujah. Even while the man of God is up teaching and preaching, somebody should be praying in the spirit.
Come on.
Glory. Somebody should be praying. Woo. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. I went to a big thriving ministry. I ain't going to mention their name on the line. On Sunday, amen, I went with Bishop Blakes, and then I went over to that church. Amen. And I tell you, the folks run on in there when they got all these different, and I ain't knocking nobody. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking nobody. Hallelujah. But when we get so much into the celebritism, amen, and we get so caught up into the prestige and the honor of ministry, and we fail to have that love and that compassion for God's people. You know, we running in, we giving a 20-minute sermon. We running in because we gotta get a flight, and we gotta make it back to another city. Amen. Do something else. Amen. You know, it becomes commercialized. Hallelujah. Now look at God's people as merchandise. God's people is not merchandise. God, the Bible says, precious is the saints. The saints should be precious. Amen. We shouldn't use God's people as merchandise. Hallelujah. Ministry is not about commercializing. It ain't about how many services you can meet in one day. You got people know when you're real. People know when you have compassion and a sincereness about their salvation. Our souls is at stake. Our son, ain't nothing wrong with having two and three churches in different, one church in three locations. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But don't get so caught up into the business aspect of it that you forget about these are souls. Glory to God. Woo, the city is land in waste, ruined. Hallelujah. Land desolate. Higher no more shot. And we going on to the next venture. Hallelujah. How many bodies we can get in a building? God is interested in souls, people of God. He's not interested in bodies. Hallelujah. Bodies going to do what they do. Hallelujah. They're going to crave for the things of this flesh. But souls are going to thirst and hunger after righteousness. Glory to God. That's what souls do. They thirst and hunger after God's righteousness. But bodies are going to thirst and hunger on how it can please this flesh. Woo! Yeah. Jesus. Lord have mercy. That's a word for another day. Hallelujah. We thank God for the woman of God today. Woo, Jesus, we thank God for it. Thank God for Sister Ruby being with us today, Minister Caldwell, Sister Albertine, Prophetess Darlene. Amen. Prophetess Darlene, give them your information for those that are still on the line. Amen for your prayer call-in line. Jesus,
praise
hallelujah.
The Lord. Thank God.
712-432-1500.
Once again, that's 712-432-1500. And there is a code, and that code is 211-498-POUND. 211-498-POUND. And that is 8 p.m. tonight in Eastern Time and 5 p.m. Western Time on tonight.
All right,
and
that's 5 o'clock
also.
On the West Coast. And I'm in New Orleans, so I'm on Central Standard Time, so that's 7 o'clock my time and 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And that's Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. So if you ever need some prayer, you can tune in
All
and
right.
know that you got a woman of God that is praying on that line. Amen. If you missed that information and you need it, you can always contact me or you can contact Prophetess Darlene. I have no problem with that. Amen. She has proven to be faithful. She has been proven to be a woman of integrity. Amen. So we love her and appreciate her. Amen. So tune in tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, and we are going up a little bit higher, still talking about healing for our issues. We're going to close on out with Vicky Yowe singing Because of Who You Are. God bless you all. We'll see you all tomorrow. Have a beautiful day.
Glory, because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I will lift my voice and say, Lord, I worship you. Because of who because